APNORC poll shows stronger support for deporting illegal immigrants. By Hannah Knudsen on August 7, 2026. Support for deporting illegal immigrants residing in the United States unlawfully is growing. A recent APNORC survey revealed. The survey listed a series of scenarios, asking respondents if the Trump administration has gone too far or not far enough on each question. When asked about deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, 47% said Trump has gone too far. However, that is down from 52% who said the same in February. Further, 32% said the Trump administration is about right in its response to deporting illegal immigrants, a figure that has remained consistent since February. A growing percentage of individuals, now 18%, up from 14% in February, say the Trump administration is not going far enough in deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Similarly, a growing percentage of respondents say the Trump administration has not gone far enough in restricting legal immigration, growing to 14%, up from 11% in February. This matches the 3% dip in those who believe the Trump administration has gone too far. There is also a decline in the number of Americans who believe the Trump administration has gone too far in sending federal immigration agents into U.S. cities. While it is still a majority, 55%, who said the administration has gone too far, that is down from 62% who said the same in February. The percentage of those who said the administration has not gone far enough rose from 10% to 15% in the same time frame. In all, the AP notes that despite the current negative news cycle on Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, public opinion on immigration remains largely unchanged. Views among Republicans and Democrats are similar to those expressed in February 2026. Independents, however, are less likely to say Trump has gone too far in sending immigration agents into U.S. cities, restricting legal immigration, or deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. They are also more likely to say Trump has not gone far enough in sending immigration agents into U.S. cities. The survey was taken July 23 to 27, 2026 among 1,165 adults nationwide. It has a +3.7% margin of error. It comes as the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, continues to document federal agents taking the worst of the worst of the streets. Over this last weekend, ICE arrested criminal illegal aliens with convictions including homicide, sexual assault of a child, sexual intercourse with a minor, second-degree rape, sex assault, aggravated battery, burglary, kidnapping, and more. While Americans were enjoying their weekend, ICE law enforcement was arresting murderers, pedophiles, rapists, kidnappers, and other criminal illegal aliens across the country, a DHS spokesperson said in a statement. The spokesperson added, "The men and women of ICE work every single day to remove dangerous criminals like these from our communities and make America safe again. With these criminals off our streets and out of our country, it's no wonder that crime rates have reached record lows under the Trump administration."